You're listening to Clinicians Roundtable on ReachMD. On this episode, Dr. Wayne Kwong will discuss key updates being presented at the 2025 American Urological Association annual meeting. Dr. Kwong is the CEO of MD for Men in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the founder of the Man vs. Prostate campaign. Let's hear from him now.
The key updates that all of us are looking forward to is what I call the magic of micro conversations. What do I mean by that? We're getting to see old friends, old mentors, old teachers, old colleagues, and begin to communicate and have those small conversations over coffee or in the hallway, right? And catching up about how can we be better, do better as urologists in our clinics, in the operating room, in our healthcare systems. Looking through the lens of bladder health, this is an exciting time. We have now entered into the golden era of diagnostics and better therapeutics for BPH, BPO, as well as for bladder health. And so this is exciting times. We want every man to become the best version of themselves, incontinence-free and catheter-free. As we preserve bladder health, we prevent late-stage disease, and we help end the polypharmacy epidemic. And so the abstract count is indicative of what we're thinking. There's about 39 abstracts on BPH, BPO, and about 41 on overactive bladder, stage 2, urgency, urge incontinence, stage 3. And there's 9 abstracts on stage 4 retention and 1 on detrusor underactivity, stage 5. The mindset is shifting. The prostate is being asked to step aside and make room on the red carpet for the bladder to have a seat and stand with the prostate in the spotlight, which I think is going to help everyone, patients, healthcare systems, urologists, and of course, bladders. In the plenary sessions on Sunday, there's 4 main elements: a man's vitality, economic sustainability, treatment durability, and the window of curability within which we can save more bladders. And so on that Sunday, Dr. Stephen Kaplan, a visionary in BPH, BPO, is going to talk about prostatic stents, which he calls in the category of FITS, first-line interventional therapies, fantastic name, also known as T-MIST. Is this new technology? Is it effective? Is it durable? When do we use it? How do we use it? Why do we use it? Great questions. And then Defender Kevin Zorn from Canada is going to talk about ejaculation sparing techniques for surgery. Huge, right? For every man out there to preserve that critical element of a man's vitality. And then the window of curability. There's 2 talks that are really exciting. One is from Brazil, Sao Paulo, and that's Dr. Jose Truzzi. The title is Male Voiding Dysfunction Beyond the Prostate. We need to start thinking holistically beyond the prostate to the bladder, to the pelvic floor, to the urinary sphincter. We're starting to expand our thoughts. In another talk from a pediatric urologist, Dr. Rosalind Adam, this is an exciting talk because she's going to talk about obstructive bladder disease, the molecular insights and therapeutic opportunities directly relatable to pediatrics, but also to us as we defend the bladders against obstructing prostates in the adult man.
That was Dr. Wayne Kwong discussing updates from the 2025 American Urological Association annual meeting. To access this and other episodes in our series, visit Clinicians Roundtable on ReachMD.com, where you can be part of the knowledge. Thanks for listening.